Legal casino resorts in Thailand one step closer to approval. Thailand's finance ministry has said that it expects the proposed legislation to legalize casinos to be debated in parliament before the end of the year and that an important critical legal review is expected to be complete by March 6. The bill is part of a broader initiative to establish entertainment complexes, which are designed to enhance tourism, generate employment, and attract investment. The cabinet approved the draft entertainment complex bill on January 13, which set the stage for the creation of casino-integrated resorts. Council of State almost finished with review. For the past 50 days, the Council of State, which serves as the government's legal advisor, has been reviewing the bill with a focus on determining the allowable proportion of casino space within each entertainment complex. Deputy Finance Minister Julapun Amarnvivat has suggested capping casino operations at 10% of each complex's total area. Despite the government's push, opposition to legalized gambling remains strong. A survey conducted by the National Institute of Development Administration, NIDA, found that most Thais are against the move to legalize casinos. Meanwhile, political opposition is preparing to challenge the government's plans. On February 27, the Thai Sang Thai Party, TST, intends to submit a no-confidence motion, specifically targeting the administration's entertainment complex policy, which critics argue is merely a covert strategy to legalize gambling. Leading the effort to legalize casinos is former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, father of current Prime Minister Pathankarn Shinawat. Thaksin has proposed developing a Las Vegas-style casino hub in Thailand. In parallel, a royal decree is being drafted to outline potential locations for these entertainment complexes. To assess feasibility, an ad hoc committee will be formed to evaluate suitable sites, financing models, and the potential benefits and drawbacks of casino resorts for both the public and the government. The Entertainment Complex Policy Committee, led by the Prime Minister, will oversee key aspects such as licensing, safety regulations, and designated gaming areas. Additionally, an executive board appointed by the Prime Minister will be responsible for executing the policy, managing budgets, collecting fees, and handling public complaints. A specialized office will also be established to inspect venues, shut down illegal gambling activities, and confiscate assets when necessary. Related: Thailand's casino plans receive negative attention from China. Potential to become a major gaming destination. Under the proposed regulations, casino resort operators will need a minimum registered capital of 10 billion Thai bahts, $297 million, while a 30-year operating license will cost 5 billion Thai bahts, $148 million. Operators will also be required to pay an annual fee of 1 billion Thai bahts, $29.7 million, with license reviews conducted every 5 years. According to Pramon Lursuride, Secretary General to Prime Minister Pathankarn Shinawat, if the plan is fully realized, Thailand could emerge as a dominant force in the global gaming industry. Analysts from Citigroup project that Thailand's gross gaming revenue could grow to $9.1 billion. Positioning the country as the world's third-largest gaming market, trailing only Macau and Las Vegas but surpassing Singapore. International gaming giants, including Galaxy Entertainment Group, MGM Resorts International, Las Vegas Sands Corp., and Wynn Resorts, are closely monitoring developments. With uncertainties surrounding Macau, many of these operators view Thailand as a promising alternative for expansion.